Okay, let's get into Micha Perek Beis, as we started Micha last time, and we are in the second of, I think, seven prakim of Micha, here of the sixth treyasar. Says the Pasuk, again, as we mentioned last time, Micha is all about Musar, as continuing the theme of the other treyasar. Again, he's early, he's with Hosea and Amos and Yeshayahu, continuing talking about the 10 tribes up north, the northern kingdom, and Yerushalayim. Here talking again, focusing on the Hamas, the Ben Adam HaVeiro problems that took place, even though this is all Bayis Rishon, and Bayis Rishon is known for the big three, and not just the Sinas Chinam. Sinas Chinam is really the second base of English, the Gemara and Yuma Daf Tes, but they had many averis of Hamas as well. And that's what this pasuk talks about. At the end, there are two psukim that might be referring to the future or might not be. Either way, we continue now with the psukim here in Micha. Says the pasuk, Hoy choshvei oven, woe to those who think of sin, upoali ra al mishkavosam, and think about planning terrible actions on their beds. Meaning thinking, they plan, they premeditate the sin. The Malbim points out, what do you mean? Doesn't the Gemara in Kiddushin say that Bnei Yisrael are not punished for Machshava, they're only punished for Maisa? So says the Malbim, but here they're vada going to do it. Machshava is only if there's something that might prevent them from doing it, but here Machshavasam lasos oven udo mekilu ein polamoso acha shein davar ma'akev shelo yichlu lotzi machshavasam lidei Maisa. There's nothing stopping them from bringing their actions to fruition, and therefore they're even punished, so to speak, and they're held accountable for the Machshava. So hoi choshvei oven, those that think about sin, Rashi says, Kol halayla gomrim belibam, eich ya'asu hara alaboker. What could I do wrong? What could I do wrong tomorrow? They plan out their averos. Ba'ora boker ya'asuha, and in the morning they wake up and they do it. Ki yesh la'el yadam, because they have the power to do it. They are the ones that make the poor downtrodden, and they take advantage. Again, this is exactly what night is not supposed to be used for. We know what night is supposed to be used for. Night is used for learning. L'ivri sadi el girsa, the Rambam says, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, very beautifully, what night is supposed to be used for. Afalpi, says the Rambam in Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Gimel of Hilchos Talmud Torah. Ava bisha mitzvah lo ma b'yom avalayla, even though there's a mitzvah to learn day and night, ein adam lo made rov chachma so el avalayla. A person learns rov of his chachma at night. Lefichach, misha rotzel lezakos bekesar haTorah. Somebody who wants to be zoche and merit the crown of Torah, yizor b'chol leilosav. He should be careful with each one of his nights. V'lo yovad afilo achas b'hem, not to lose even one of them. Ba'bshena ba'achila v'shasiyah v'sicha, in sleeping, eating, drinking, and shmoozing. V'chayotze b'hen, ela b'talmud Torah v'divrei chachma. Every night, doesn't mean the entire night, but you have to spend some part of the night in Torah and Chachma. Amru Chachamim, Ein Garna Shal Torah Ela Laila. The Goren, the time of Torah, the season. Shnemar Kuni Romni Balaila. Palosik Batorah Balaila, Chuchel Chesed Nimshach Alabayom. Anyone who talks about Torah at night, then the entire rest of the day is a Chuchel Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shnemar Yomam Yisav Hashem Chasto V'lad Shiro Yimi. Quoting a pasuk in, that's quoted of the Gemara at the beginning of Avodah Zarah. V'chol Bayis Shein Divrei Torah Nishmon Balaila, any house that doesn't have Torah flowing from it at night, Eish Ochlaso will be consumed by fire. Kidvar Hashem Baza, Zeshalo Ishgiach al Divrei Torah Kalikr. Vechain Koshev Shalo Lasuk Batar, Veina Oseg, Vechulu is the Rambam continues and talks about people who don't dedicate themselves to Torah, but that's the Rambam about learning at night. And the Shulchan Aruch feels the need to put this both in Arachayim and in Yaradeya. If you look in Arachayim, the Shulchan Aruch dedicates a whole siman all the way at the end of Chelek Beis of the Mishnah Berurah, siman Reish Lamed Ches 238. Says the Shulchan Aruch, that's the title of the siman, Likvoa Itim LaTorah Balayla. Kfiyas Itim at night, says the Shulchan Aruch, Sarach Lizar Balimad Alayla Yoser Mi B'Shal Yom. We have to be extra careful. Mishnah Berurah, Kidda Amrina Lo Ivri Laila Ela Lagirsa. Night was created for learning. V'kivan delakach nivra halayla. And since this is why night was created, alkein sarach lizor b'yoser, we have to be extra careful. V'isa b'gemari, quotes the Gemara, is that the Rambam quoted v'chulu v'kasav Rambam, and then that he crossed, Mr. Burr cross-references. Well, let's just finish the Shulchan Aruch here, and then we'll go to Yaradeya. V'mavad lo onsha meruba. You have to be careful with the learning at night, and if somebody nullifies it, is mavatalit onsha meruba, his punishment is great. Im yesh If somebody has a certain amount that he learns every day, and he was tarred during the day, he couldn't finish it, you should finish it at night. Finish it at night. What's the chiddush? Even though maybe night is halachically the next day, no, it doesn't matter. For this purpose, you can learn it that night and make it up. That's the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim, Reish Lamed Ches. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch in Yaredeya, in Reish Mem Vav, the Shulchan Aruch also emphasizes learning at night. The Shulchan Aruch says, Reish Mem Vav Sif Chav Gimel. He quotes the Rambam. Misha wrote to Lazakos Bekisra Shotora Yizora Bacholosov. Lo Yovarafilachas Mayan Beshena Bachila Vashiv Zicha Elbadre Chachma Vitamatara. Interesting, the Shulchan Aruch has Divrei Chachma and Talmud Torah. The Rama had Talmud Torah and Divrei Chachma. Ki ein, and then the Rama adds on what the Shulchan Aruch didn't finish. Ki ein adam lo mid rov chachma, so ki ein balayla. V'yesh l'adam la'aschil omo balayla b'tes vav b'tu ba'av ve'elach. And it really, from tu ba'av, you should start learning a lot. Why? That's the night that's the time of year now that's the middle of the summer, and now the nights are going to become longer. The Prisha, the Shach, right here quotes the Prisha. Katzav HaPrisha nirali, kol le'losav kemashma'o. Even in the middle of the summer, where the nights are shorter, you have to learn a little bit, do as much as you can, and therefore, Shulchan Aruch says, and the post can talk about, make sure, don't lose the gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives in the winter by having long nights. So either way, in this pasuk, the people of that generation that Micha is talking to were not using the nights for this purpose. It was the opposite. They were using the nights to plan sins that they were going to do during to the day. So that's point number one. Next, the pasuk says, V'chamdu sados v'gazalu, and they desire fields. At night, they have the fields that they're desiring v'gazalu, and they steal. U'batim v'naso, and houses v'naso, and they take them. V'ashku gever u'beso, they approach man and his house, v'ish v'nachlaso, and man and his estate. So basically, avers of chamas, as we have mentioned. The Rambam quotes this pasuk in Hilchos Gizela. Chamdu sado. So where do we find this? By the Isra Losachmod. The Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Gizela quotes, Hataiva mevia lide chimud, v'chimud mevia lide gezel. A desire leads to chimud. Chimud is seemingly a stronger term. V'chimud mevia lide gezel. Shem lo ratzu abaylam lemkar, because if I want something and they don't want to sell it to me, avo b'shir b'lehem b'damim, even though I offer them a lot of money, v'hif sirbim, yavo lide gezel. If he eventually doesn't acquiesce to me, I'm going to steal it. Shenemar, our pasuk. V'chamdu batim b'gazalu. V'imamdu abaylam b'fanav l'hatzil mamonam. And if they stand up to try to prevent and protect their money, o manu ligzo, or to prevent from stealing, yavo lide shvichas damim, tzeilomar mimaisa achav v'navos. Think about what achav and navos, they didn't want to give him the vineyard, and with these zevil's help, they murdered Navos. Halamata shamisave over balav echad vahakone davar shataiva ke shataiva behefser shehipser bebailam obakashah mehen over bishnei lavin. Right, if somebody starts with losis aven, not to covet, losachmod is even more, and then finally, if he actually steals it, so then that is the final blow. But this is the iser we're alluded to here of losachmod v'chamdu sados. There is a fascinating discussion in the Rambam and the Raavad. The Rambam says two halachas before this, before he quotes the pasuk in our perek. The Rambam says, when do you violate losachmod? Kalachomed avdo o amaso o beso v'kelav shel chavero. If somebody desires, or chomed, I'm just translating as desire, there's different words for desire. Misave, chemda. So somebody wants something of their friends. O kadaver she'efshelo she'iknei mimenu, that you can buy from him. V'hichbad ala bereim. V'hifser bo'at shalakho mimenu. And you finally convinced him. After pushing him, he finally sells it to you. Av v'shnas ala domim rabim, even though you give him a lot of money, hariza over below sasei. You still got the yisadar isa, even though you paid for it, she'ne'amar lo sachmod. Losachmod is even if you end up paying for it. And then the Rambam adds the amazing line, Ve'ein lokin alav zeh, v'b'nei she'ein bo maisa. You don't get malchus this because it's a lav she'ein bo maisa. Ve'ein o over b'lav zeh achika hachevet shechamer. We don't violate the Yisr until you actually take the object that you desire. Shenemer losachmod, kezav azav alayim alakachtalacha. Chimot she'ein bo maisa. So the Rambam talks from two sides of the mouth, it sounds like. That's what the Raavad and others jump on. The Rambam first says that you don't violate you don't get malchus to losachmod because it's a lav she'ein bo maisa. And then the next line is that you don't violate the aveira until he actually gives it to you. That sounds like a maisa. Ask the Raavad, how is this possible? Lo ra'isi davar tama gadol mizeh. I never saw something so crazy, something so unusual. The heichan maisa gadol minitilas achevetz. right? You don't have a greater maisa. Fine, I'll agree you don't get malchus, but it's because it's like geneva and gzeila. As he did on tashlumin, shahariyhu kegazlan, shachayev lahashiv is a gzeila, lefichach eno loke, vegamzeh chayev lahashiv is a chayfetz, liba'alav. So the Ravid jumps on the Rambam, how could that be? Says the Magid Mishnah. Says the Magid Mishnah right here, what is, how do you explain the Rambam main bo maisa? Lefisha natila sachifetz peratona mocher hunase. The actual taking of the chayfetz is done willing. So how can you say that's an aveira? He gave it to you willingly for the money. Avol ha-hishtadlus asher hishtadel k'dei l'ratzoso hu ha-iser v'nigmar b'shas ha-mekach u'behishtadlus lo ha-yamaisa. Oh, what's the Magid Mishnah getting at? Lomdus? What is lo sachbo? Lo sachbo, is that an iser very close to gzeila? Is it iser maisa? Or as other achronim say, no, the roots are in the Rishonim. It's an iser balev. It's just that the shear for the iser is when you actually force the guy to eventually give it to you, that shows how much it is belev, and that's when you violate. But at root, it's an iser belev. It's exactly what the Magid Mishnah says here. The iser is the hishtadlus, and that doesn't have a full maisa. Lachein lo nasan tam lefishu chayv lahach sir achefetz. Shekivan shebaratzon amocher nase ein kan chiyav ashava. There's no tashlumin here. He sold it to you. Zeu anira midivrei Rabbeinu Zal. Mikol malkam shidas harayvin nechona yoser. He said, I like the rayvin, but... No, this is explaining for the, an explanation for the Rambam. But if you look in other Rishonim, the smock says it's the Therus, the smock in Mitzvah Yutes says that, Lo Sachmod, Dixiv, Lo Sachmod, Avagav, Darmina, Mechilton, Yochol, Bidvarim, Tamalomer, Valakakta, Lacham, Alahalan, Maisav, Kan, Maisav, Mikom, Makom, Nire, Sha'af, Belev, Aser, Ach, Eno, Nigmar, Lehischayev, Olav, Achiyasa, Maisa. Even the belief, right? When I covet, it's already usur. It's just that it's not a complete aveir until I actualize it and make the guy pay for it. But again, that is a crucial idea, but that's what's mentioned here. The chamdu sadas gazalo, they violate los achbo, they violate gezel, maybe they violate los esabe too. That's the Sefer HaChinuch in Mitzvah Tav Tezayin in Parshas Veschana, where he talks about the Isser of Lo Sisave, how Lo Sisave is different than Lo, than Lo Sachmot. We'll see if we can get back to that, other issues of Lo Sachmot, a little bit later. But let's continue first now, Pasuk Gimel. Lachein Kamar Hashem, because these people violate. They think about doing Averis at night, and they violate Chamas, and they steal houses, and they steal money, and they steal Nachla. Kamar Hashem, Hineni Choshev, just like they were choshev averis, I'm choshev also. Choshev ala mishpacha zosra. I think about this mishpacha, all of Klal Yisrael is called the mishpacha, the radak. I think about this mishpacha zosra. Right, the Das Sofrim says, it's also that Hashem is thinking, he's still giving time for tshuva. Right, it's Erech HaPayim, he didn't do it yet, he decided it. It's 150 years before the Churban. So 120, 30 years before the galus, the final galus of the Yud Shvatim. So, says Micha, Hashem's alluding to the fact that it's gonna happen, but it still could turn back. Asher lo tamishu, so I'm thinking about doing bad. Asher lo tamishu misham savro sechem, you won't be able to pick up your necks. V'lo telchu roman, your high ones will not be able to go. Ki eis rahi, it's an eis ra. Bayomahu yisal lechem mashal, on that time, he will mention a lament. A mashal, v'naha nihi niya amar, and he will say, who's the he? We'll see. Shadod nishadunu, we will get rid of all of the spoils. Chelek ami yamir, the chelek of my nation, Eretz Yisrael, yamir will be substituted. Ech yamishli, how could it be? L'shovev sadenu yechalek, to the one, shall we return to our fields that have been split up? We'll never be able to return to our fields. Who's talking in this pasuk machlokas rishonim? If you look in the Mesudas David, the Pashas of Rashi, is that this is the mashal of those that are around. And the Nevi'im and the people, they say, wow, look what happened. We were plundered and we were thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. And what's going to happen? We're never going to come back. The Radak says this is continuing. We mentioned earlier in the Sefer, the Nevi'e Sheker. The Nevi'e Sheker recognized that they weren't listened to. And the Radak, Mekonenu Navi HaSheker, Ubiroso Ki Lo Naste Eitzaso Yekoni. He's going to start lamenting that nobody listened to him, and look what's happening, and all of the Nevuos that he didn't say would happen are coming true. And how is it possible? Would we ever come back? Would we ever come back to these fields? Maybe it's an allusion to the later on with Yirmiyahu. He tells them to buy the fields, even though it doesn't look like they're going to come back. But would we ever come back? So it's the reference to the Nevi'e Sheker. Either way, it's a lament. Lachain, there are two Lachains. There's a Lachain in Pasuk Gimel. There's a Lachen and Pasuk Hey. Therefore, the Das Sofrim says, it's an exact, don't think that this is just a happenstance and armies fighting Lachen. No, it's therefore, because of these actions. Lo yilacha mash lechevel begoro. There won't be anyone who measures areas for goro, for places to live, for nachla, inheritance, and areas where family is going to live. There's not going to be anybody who's going to, they're going to go into Galus. You're going to come back even by Isheni, the Roshonim say here. And nobody's going to remember the exact borders because they all will have been killed out. So there won't be anybody who measures B'Kahal Hashem in the Kahal of Hashem. They're still called Kahal Hashem. Even though they went into Galus, they're still called Kahal Hashem. Al Tatifu Yatifun. And then Micha says, you know what? He says to maybe some of the other prophets, don't just stop already. Maybe this is already trying to give them mussar in a backhanded way. Lo yatifa la'ela. Don't be mative. Don't give them mussar. Why? Lo yisa klimos, because it won't lead to embarrassment. It won't lead to busha. And as the Gemara says in Yevamos, just like there's a mitzvah to give mussar, to give tochacha, where there's a chance that it will be listened to, there's a mitzvah not to give mussar, where there's a chance, where there's a good chance that it won't be listened to. Kishem, says the Gemara. She mitzvah al adam lomar davar anishma, kach mitzvah al adam shelo lomar davar she'eino nishma. Right, and that's the balance. That's so it's very tricky. Right, the Gemara says elsewhere in Maseches Arachin that who knows how to give tochacha today? It's very difficult, right? Because that's what the pasuk says. Hochiach tochiach zemisecha v'lo sisa alav chet, because it's very possible to be chote when and also be machti when we give tochacha. So we have to be very careful. But here Micha says, you know what? Maybe it's better not to mutav she'ei shogegin because it is not working out. Ha'amur Beis Yaakov, because you know what they're going to say? The Beis Yaakov, if they hear this, they're at the stage where after you give them Musa, they're going to say, ah, katsa ruach Hashem. What, is Hashem's hand too short? Meaning, he lost his patience? I thought Hashem was an Erech HaPayim. What do you mean he's going to destroy us? Im Elam Alalav, are these his actions that he doesn't have control, they'll have to destroy us? Halo, Hashem says, no, Devarai Yetivu im Ayasher Holech. But Hashem says, no, if you go with Yashrus, so then you'll have my Hatava. Right, I could do anything, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, but Hashem, but Micha says, maybe don't give them Musar, because if they're not going to listen, so, again, he kept giving them Musar, but it was just a reflection of the state of affairs that was happening. Ve'esmol, ami, lo'ovev, yikumeim, esmol, from the word yesterday, esmol, right, my, the different pshatim of what this pasuk means, does it mean my nation became an enemy against me, or I brought up enemies against my nation, mi mul salma eder tafshitun, right, because they took away the clothing and the crowns, they just stripped the poor of their possessions, may over in betach, from those that were just walking with security, shuvei milchama, they made them look like people who were returning for more, they grabbed everything away from them, and they left them with nothing, so when they came back, they were just looked like barren and naked. Nishay ami tegarshun mibeis tanugea. Look what they do. They cause women to be divorced. What does that mean? What does that mean? Rashi quotes two pshatim, Radak quotes one. Rashi says, shatem hargim es baleim, ven yoshan almoras. Maybe it doesn't mean tegarshun, it just means you drove them out. You kill their husbands, they violate murder, right? Here's one of the big three. And they're amanas. Oh, lafishatem no lemes mamon baleim. You steal their money, their husbands can't work for them and make them happy. So you make them all very sad. And the Radak says, you go into their houses, their husbands come home, and they see you in their houses. They don't know what's going to be with their wives. You had yichu with their wives. They don't know what to do. Ukshiba ani v'yimsa echad mikem bebeso imishto yachshod ishto v'yagarshen mibeso, and you lead to divorce. It's all terrible things. You break up the family, says Micha here. Neshe ami tegarshun. When you break up the family, you're breaking up Am Yisrael. Me'al Ola leha, from the babies, tikhu adri lolam, you take the hadr, you take the glory. Again, I may be referring to the family, the glory of Am Yisrael, is either the physical, the assets, or it could be referring back to the mishpacha again. Kumu lechu, just go! So go into galus! Ki lo zos ha-menucha, this is not why you were brought to menucha, Eretz Yisrael, this is not the purpose, to act like this. Ba'avur tam'a, because you defiled it, techabel vechevel nimratz. There will be a wounding, and there will be a destruction in a permanent way, so to speak, for these people to go out. And this is a fulfillment of the Pasuk in Chumash. The Pasuk in Parshas Achrayimo says that if we don't listen, Vatitma Haaretz, Vefkod Avona Olel, Vataki Eretz Es Yoshvel. Right? So Micha says, just the Pasuk in Achrayimo is going to be fulfilled because you can't be in Eretz Yisrael and still act like how you are doing without even any connection to Eretz Yisrael, without any love for Hashem or his mitzvos, and therefore this is not why you came to Menucha, you're going to go into Golos. Irish Holech Ruach, Fasheker Kizev. You know, if there was a Navi, says Micha, that was walking around lying and saying Atiflacha Layam Lashecher, and he was giving Nevuah that, oh, just drink wine, drink beer, Vahayamatif Amazeh. That would be a good Nevuah. That would be a good Navi, because they would listen to that, because he would be Mekubal Alehem. That type of Nevuah. But, you know, otherwise, there's no hope. The last two psukim here of the Perek, 2 days in the Rishonim, the Radak quotes 2 days, whether this is a continuation of the Peronis. We'll start with that. Asof, Asof, Yaakov Kulach, you're going to be besieged. You're going to be surrounded. You're going to be gathered in together. Kabetza, Kabetza, Eretz Yisrael, Yachad Asimenu, Kazon Batzra. You're going to be like sheep in one little area. Ke'eder Badochi Davro. And Allah HaPorates, the Porates, the enemy's going to come and destroy you, and they're going to go ahead of you, and it's going to be terrible. That's one version of these last two psukim. But if you look in Rashi, if you look in the other day of the Radak, the name of the Targum, this is Nechama. Asof, Asof, I will eventually gather them in. Yaakov, Kulech, Kabetza, Kabetz, Eretz Yisrael. What's the difference between Asifa and Kibbutz? So the Malbim, not here, but in Yeshayo, the Rinas Yitzchak points out this Malbim, that there's a difference between Asifa and Kibbutz. Asifa, says the Rinas Yitzchak, in the name of the Malbim, says the Malbim, in Yeshayahu, that the ten shvatim, they were scattered into one spot. So they're going to be returned from that one spot to back where they're supposed to be. But when it comes to Yehuda, they were scattered all over the globe. So they have to be scattered, brought in from all over the globe to one spot. And that's difference. Asof, Asof, Yaakov, Kulach, what's that referring to? Koyal Aseres HaShvatim. That's the 10 tribes. Asifa means going from one place to another place. Shenitchum Yimkoman V'Tzorach Asifa. But Kibbutz means Makabes Nitcha Yisrael. It means from all over the earth, it's going to come back. And the Malbim picks up on that difference of wording. But either way, Hashem says this is a reference to Kibbutz Golios. Yachad Asimenu Ketzon Batzor Ke'eder B'dochi Davro Timena Me'adon. It'll be teeming with men. Allah HaParetz. And according to this pshat, the Parets is Elio Anavi Lefneim. Parets of Yavar will come through Shar Vayetzubo V'Yavar Malcolm. Their king will come. The king is David HaMelech. Or the Radak says Tzemach Ben David V'Hashem Berosham. But Hashem will be in the lead. Meaning with Mashiach and with David, with Elio, whatever it is, Hashem. Hashem Barosham, says the Rinas Yitzchak, to Ba'olam Azeh, Kol HaGulos Hoya De Basar Vadam, Masha'enkin, La'asa Lavo, HaGulot Tiyah, Yadei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmo. And that's what it says, Hashem Barosham, Hashem in the lead. Or he says, maybe just like the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, that the Shechina left before the whole building was destroyed, so too the Shechina will return before even the building is built. And that's Hashem Barosham. Just one final point. This pasuk is one of the three sources in Shas. A few times it comes up in Sukkah and in Psachim 4. The concept of over la'asiyasan. Over means kodem. Here's vayavar malkam lefneim. The malkam went in front of them. That's vayavar. Over la'asiyasan means you make a bracha before you do the mitzvah. There's a lot to talk about there. The rit for the chsam sofer in Psachim Daf Zayin. But that's not our topic right now. Okay, we'll have to stop here. This was Micha, Perek Beis.